Okay, this coming Erev Shabbos, we're going to have the honor and privilege of reading Parshas Lech Lecha, which of course introduces itself with Hashem's command. Vayomer Hashem al Avram Lech Lecha, and Rashi comments, why didn't Hashem tell Avram where he was going? And so Rashi offers two explanations. The first was to make the land exciting to him, and also to give him reward for each and every step that he would take. Rashi seems to be suggesting that uncovering surprises makes a person more interested in that which he is receiving. It's exciting because the Stipler in Birchas Peretz notes that this is also apparent in one's learning as well. If we know everything from the beginning, we would not be as excited about the journey of Limud HaTorah. Loving the process helps one love the treasure that's the result of the hard work that one puts into Torah. And so therefore, what we are to take away from the Lech Lecha is true not only in the actual walking, but also when we are walking in the path of Hashem, in the words and the toil of Torah. And then we're told, and Ramban comments what the connection between leaving all of these places and the good things to come is all about. And so the Ramban explains that Hashem was telling Avraham that staying in a place of persecution, where your every step is a defensive one, is clearly not an ideal. So therefore Hashem was telling him, Lech Lecha, go to the land I'm sending you to, and it'll be good. The focus, instead of being a negative emunah test, would now be a positive emunah test. In fact, Rav Yonasan Sacks, the author of Yamim Mikedem, the famous Rosh Yeshiva at Landers, the Rav of the Aguda of Passaic, added that when it came to Avraham, growth in Avodas Hashem meant leaving the practices of previous generations. This would not be so for his children, who would do the exact opposite. Growth for them would be learning from the Avos. So he's told, Mimoladetcha mibeis avicha. We're told, Bimoladetcha ubibeis avicha. That's the way we grow, in contrast. Anyway, after Avram Avinu makes it into Eretz Yisrael, at this point we find the first time, Vayera Elav. Hashem appears to Avraham. Then why does Hashem only appear to Avraham after Avraham follows the command of Lech Lecha? Why doesn't he appear to him when he tells him Lech Lecha? So Rav Sabato Shalita suggests that one who wants to stick to Hashem must be in Eretz Yisrael. If you really want to attach yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you got to do it in His place, because only there does Hashem appear to you, and only there will He make a bris with you. And thus Hashem tells Avraham, go to the land, and therefore He appears to him. We have the opportunity to learn about Avraham and his nephew Lot, both how Lot is helpful to the dyad of Avraham and Sarah early on, and then unfortunately after the episode in Mitzrayim, Lot has to separate from Avraham Avinu. So we're told, Vayisa Lot Aseinav, Lot lifts his eyes, and Vayaris Ko Kikar HaYarden, he sees the fertile area of the Jordan Valley. Now it's incredible that Lot, Avram Avinu's nephew, would choose to live among the people of Sodom. The environment seemed foreign to someone with Lot's background. So Rav Nassan Wachvogel Zatzal, the famous Mashgiach of Lakewood, explained that once someone sees something, the Yetzirah can be strong. A person needs to guard his eyes for that reason, and maybe that's an important message for you and for me today. Taivas that we see are very, very overwhelming and sometimes impossible to take out. So, of course, there's the great battle between the four kings and the five kings, and, of course, Avraham Avinu comes out on the side where he defeats the four kings who had defeated the five kings, and the Melech Sodom comes back out and he declares, Tein li hanefesh, give me the people and take the possessions for yourself. Rav Pam Zatzal notes that Avram was held responsible for returning the souls to Sodom, for as a result, these souls were never exposed to Hashem. In fact, the Gemara in the Nedarim on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph includes this as a reason for why Avram's children were sent into slavery. And a similar experience is found with Timnah, who wanted to join in with Bnei Yisrael but was rejected and joined Eliphaz instead. Rav Pam noted that we need to be open to Kiruv even when we're not trained. We have to be ready to provide and open caring hearts for our fellow Jews for the chance to share the beauty of a life of mitzvos with them. And this, perhaps, is one of the great messages to take from Tein li hanefesh v'arachosh kachlach. Avraham Avinu goes through the episode of the Bris Bein HaBesarim, and he is told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yadoa Teida, Ki Ger Yezarecha, your offsprings are going to be strangers in the land. It's interesting. Rosh Hashanah used to point out to us that there's a difference between Zaracha and Bonecha. And the difference, said Rosh Hashanah to us, it can be found in Tosus, in Yevamos, on Dafcha Beis Amid Beis, who notes that there is that difference. Ben refers to a biological child, irrespective of whether the child follows in the path of a parent. Zera only refers to Zera Kasher, not Zera Apostle. However, it includes future generations, similar to a seed that grows trees that will grow into the tree of the same species well into the future. And this is what a Zera is all about. Rav Schechter added that the promise of Eretz Yisrael to Zaracha means that the land is promised to the children of Avram who observe the Torah. And that's why in Birkas HaMazon we say, Al Torascha Shlimat Etanu, as a condition for getting the land. Further, our receiving of the land is predicated on the intention to build a Beis HaMikdash to serve as a base for Kapara via the Karbanos. So again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Eretz Yisrael to us when we observe the Torah the way Avram Avinu did. Avram challenges it because he turns around and he says, "Uben Meshek Beisi Hu Damesek Eliezer." The person who stands to inherit me is Damesek Eliezer. Why is Eliezer referred to as Damesek Eliezer? So Rashi cites the Gemara in Yuma on Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis that the word Damesek refers to the fact that Eliezer would take from his teacher Dolo Mashke and he would share it with others. And Rav Azrachi Shalit or Baruch Mordechai explains that this is the most apt description of Eliezer. Most people content themselves with studying and perfecting the teachings of their teachers. But Eliezer was not content with being a receiver in life. He dug deep to really understand the teacher, dole, right, like by a well, and then carried out the depth of the teaching to the world at large, umashke. He would go all the way deep into the well and bring it all the way out and feed the people. Finally, in the Haftorah, we also read, Tali Varoni Yosheb Es Tzion, Bikdosh Yisrael Tesalol, that you'll rejoice in Hashem, in the Holy One of Am Yisrael, you shall offer praise. Rosh Shlomo Kluger Zatzal explained that there are tzaddikim who normally would deserve to receive the Shekhinah, but they don't because their generation isn't worthy of the experience. And that's what the Pasuk means over here. If you scatter the Rishayim, if Tizrein V'ruach Tisraim, then the stock of the tzaddikim rise. And as a result, the holy ones of Am Yisrael, Bikdosh Yisrael Tesalol, the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will become open and sung within the process. We are awaiting that great day where Bikdosh Yisrael Tesalol, and may we experience it, b'mheira v'yameinu, Shabbat Shalom to all.